Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Tyler Cupp, broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road with Straight Talk.
Selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And good afternoon for another edition of our Straight Talk program. I am Tyler Cupp. And we're broadcasting live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. And we're brought to you today by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Also with us today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Also with us is Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road and Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And by Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Find out more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Well, both myself and our guest was very excited when we realized, oh, we're together, because as many times as I've scheduled him for programs like this or Pound of Mornings, I've never been on the other side of the microphone. So it's very, it's a pleasure to introduce my dear friend Clint Boyd of Saltwater Marcus. Clint, how are you?
I'm great, Tyler. Thanks for having me. Really great surprise to be with you.
You sat down, I was like, oh, I'm with you.
So. Yep.
All right, so you're on here for a couple of reasons. You've been on the program a couple of times, and you were on, actually, Pound of Mornings just a couple of weeks ago. We ended up cutting that into a news story for this tariff situation that has been going on, and there's so much to dive into when it comes to that. But let's start about you. Let's reacquaint yourself with the audience. Who is Clint Boyd of Saltwater Markets?
I'm nobody, but I've been really blessed. The good Lord has blessed us to represent great groceries in our communities. So we're in Clover, Fort Mill, Gastonia, and our whole passion is to share the world's best groceries with our customers and, you know, do it while providing hope.
And there's a word you said in there, world. Because
yeah.
You are truly talking to distributors across the world, and that is what we are looking at today, tariffs across the world. And distributors and taxes and all the things that has people talking about this kind of stuff, whether it be going to the grocery store or trying to figure out what the prices are going to be as we look forward. So you came on Pound of Mornings, I think, as the tariff discussion was happening. And then I think within that time there's been a pause. But we're going to get into this. You have noticed that there has been all types of changes, all types of trends, things happening almost as if it's been happening day by day. And you're following this because you're dealing with shrimpers here on the coast locally in South Carolina. You're dealing with distributors, you know, overseas, dealing with distributors in Canada, you know, dealing with distributors outside the state. So, you know, I guess let's just break this down. When it comes to the tariffs, when you heard that this could be a possibility, that it then did happen when Trump announced it, what was your first reaction?
You know, I think whatever makes you nervous has burned out of me over the years. You know, with seafood, it's like every single day during the 20 plus years that we've been in seafood, you start at zero every day. Nothing is a known quantity. Everything starts at 4 a.m. It's largely over by 10 a.m. And if you're not okay with pressure, then you're not going to be okay. So my first thought was, this is going to provide a ton of opportunities for folks in the seafood industry, and I think more importantly for buyers. Anytime the market just gets shaken up, you know, thrown in a jar and shaken, there will be a chance for consumers to have their voice heard. And that does not happen in the everyday turn. You know, when everybody knows the rules and they've been the same rules for 10, 15, 20 years, then what's available is what's available, and consumers have very few options. And so largely in big box stores, there have been, 99% of what's sold is imported. And what has happened initially is everybody from a supply standpoint freaked out, raised their prices,
yep,
even before the tariffs. And then after a couple of weeks, they're like, oh, we don't want to lose the business. We'll pay them for you. And then, you know, they hit briefly and they had to eat them and raise their prices again. And then they eased and they've dropped them again. And ultimately what, you know, the net effect is that our Carolina fishermen, our domestic, or let's say our USA fishermen, and I'm sure in tons of other industries, their phones are ringing off the hook from people saying, I used to buy import, I want to buy your product now. And it's going to take time before American vendors can fill that need. And so for our customers, it's great. Our fishermen are not going to raise our prices. They don't, you know, they want to keep doing what they've been doing for us. And we're not going to change from what we've been doing, so you still get the same great products. But I would say as you go to restaurants and as you go to big box stores, of course I'd rather you come to me, but if you go to those, ask for what you want, because now is one of the few times where your opinion's gonna matter for the future.
Now, what do you mean when you say that?
I mean, if they've got, you know, let's use shrimp as an example.
Okay.
You currently can't buy any good shrimp in a big box store. It's just, if you can find a domestic, it's not gonna be nice. But let's say that's what you're buying. Press them. Where are they from? I only want from my region, or I only want it from the United States at a minimum. Because in the past, they might give you lip service and change nothing. They might not even do that. But now, if you press, you're likely to get what you want over the next year.
Well, and when they come to saltwater markets, this isn't even a commercial. This is just a fact.
Right.
You know, someone like you, they are paying for quality. And they're not just paying for quality. They know when they get it from you, or at least I know this, your customers know this, that they're not just supporting you, they're supporting local fishermen. And again, I know that sounds like a commercial, but yeah, it is a fact, because you are talking to these people in Beaufort and McClellanville and Charleston, and you're talking to people in Canada and overseas and all your distributors. You are supporting those folks,
yeah,
so the quality is truly what you're paying for and you're giving back. The thing I want to dive into is what you were talking about, how it was a positive at first,
yeah,
but there's a little fear as – how long does this drag out? Can we supply it? You know,
yeah,
is the demand going to be greater because of what you said? People will go to the big box stores. You know, they're not getting what they want, so they'll go somewhere else.
That's right. So, I mean, I think for our fishermen, as you say, they're our friends. Elizabeth and I talk to them every day. And, you know, so what initially they got phone calls like crazy. We
yeah,
want your product from all over the country. And these guys feel like they've been 9 rounds with Rocky. And they ironically, through import pressure and through government regulation, they have been driven to, you know, near extinction. They're largely broke. They don't have enough labor. The boats are in disrepair. We've gone from hundreds of boats to dozens of boats on the East Coast. And they're like, great, we got the business now. I don't know if we can fill it.
Right. Can they support it? And I want to throw out a stat, because I know you can add to this. This is from a Charleston City paper saying that the domestic shrimping industry has truly suffered in recent decades because foreign countries like Indonesia, Ecuador, Vietnam, India, they're dumping billions of pounds of shrimp into the market. And there is a fisherman they interviewed out of McClellanville who is a vice president of the Southern Shrimp Alliance, where he said basically, hey, 25 years ago we had 80% of the market share. And now we're down to 6%.
Happened that fast.
You did not blink when I gave you that stat earlier.
No, it's right.
Because you said it's
low.
You said it's absolute. Yeah, you said it's absolutely accurate. But now that seems to be reversing, where that percentage has gone up. But they may not have the, I guess, the gear and the supplies to get it done.
They will get there. So the message, I think, to the American public is to stay the course.
Hmm.
So if you like that is happening, then don't stop asking for it. And be patient. Like I say, if you have a good fishmonger, stick with them. Our customers are not going to be lacking in any of those products. It was the first conversation we had with our fishermen, and they all assured us we're going to take the same phone call that supported us all these years before we take a new phone call. So don't worry, you'll get yours. And they haven't raised any of their prices. They're just glad that we consistently support them. So I would say stay the course, and if someone new brings in product and they run out, you know, don't go running to the imports. Stick with them and wait till they restock. You know, if you're in an area where there's not a seafood shop like ours, then, you know, hang in there with them and don't wimp out and go to the grocery store and support the stuff that's going to put them back out of business.
I heard you say something. Yeah, I agree. Thank you for saying that. I heard you say something on Pamela Mornings, to the extent of this could create more demand and, you know, more folks getting interested in this type of industry, in this type of job.
Yeah.
And this could help that industry in terms of workforce. Is that something you see maybe increasing?
So it took 20 years to kill it, and arguably more like 40 years to largely kill the American fishing industry. If we stay the course, I think fewer than 5 years it'll be back in a very, very healthy trend. We have a trend for young folks to go back to doing more hands-on work. We have a trend in the U.S. to going back to making and producing things. And I think if American consumers, and that's me included, like if we can stay the course and support American-made products, I think we can be back on the right trend in fewer than 5 years.
So if you don't mind me asking, from the business owner's perspective and doing what you do, and you kind of prefaced this right before we went on air, going to the distributors, not just in South Carolina, but the people you talk to overseas? I think you have one in, like, New England and Canada maybe.
Yeah.
Have you seen, like, a pushback or a raise in – have you seen any sort of change in the last 3-4 weeks and during the time we've talked about all this?
Sure. It's a great question. So we don't – anything we buy that is not from the United States, because there are some items, you think about crab legs, that has a Canadian influence. Mm. Lobster tails, you can't buy them all from Maine. The season isn't large enough. Anything that we buy that's not from the United States, we still buy with a locally minded purchasing attitude. So they are still our friends. New Zealand would be an example. And Lee Harbor, New Zealand, I've got as close of friends as I do in, you know, Murrells Inlet or in Beaufort. Ooh. And what they told us is, we don't know how this is going to play out. Until we do, we will pay the tariffs for you. And so we haven't raised our cost structure.
Wow.
Or if we have, it's been very, very little. And they're happy to do that for as long as it takes.
But in terms of what they charge you,
they said they'd pay it, and they have.
Wow.
So, you know, other costs are marginally up since Corona. I think we've seen that through just inflation. But we have, in a world where I've seen prices double in groceries, you know, we were already expensive. You know, the good groceries are, but I think we've gone up fewer than 10% over the last five years.
Last 5 years.
Yeah. So, and I don't think that's going to change this year. I really don't.
So you've talked about a little bit of the positive, a little bit of the negative. Where do you see this going in terms of the folks that you're talking to? Where do you see this going in, let's just say, the next 6 months?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think the next 6 months, I think we'll see go up and down. Yeah. This is a super public negotiation.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, half of it's posturing, half of it is really stuff that needs to be done, right? I think we're all familiar with seeing that out of Washington.
Yeah.
I think over the next 6 months, we will see a lot like we saw the last 15 days. I think it'll play out back and forth until we get to, you know, whatever the new normal is. And I think industry, once it knows what the new normal is, will respond and we'll get back to healthy in short order.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about this too. I'm not sure how much you can speak on this. There was a consumer report done about 8 or 9 years ago by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, say they test only about 1% of foreign shrimp shipments for potential containments.
Right.
Is that just because there's so much coming in? Is
yeah.
just so much to worry about and to be accounted for? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's kind of like it's a lottery system. They pick your, and they can do it with frozen stuff. They can do it at their leisure. With fresh, you know, I get unlucky once a year maybe. But with frozen stuff, they just don't have the bandwidth to pull it all. And when they do, I think the more relevant number is, do you know how much of that 1% passes?
Oh, how much?
Less than half.
Wow.
So what do you think about the other 99%?
Wow.
Yeah. So, and the dirty little secret is, you know, like I brought in today.
Yeah, I just posted that on Facebook. You've got some beautiful shrimp here. Tell us what we got here.
Yeah, so we're looking at unloaded yesterday afternoon. I sent Tyler pictures of the boat. And spectacular white shrimp straight out of Beaufort off of Village Creek. It's what we've got in the markets today, and we'll be there twice this week for Easter. But these are glistening and gorgeous and slightly more expensive than an imported shrimp. Well, the dirty little secret is these don't have anything added to them. So an imported shrimp is sometimes greater than 50% water weight. So you tell me, if I sell you a shrimp that when you cook it weighs half of when you bought it, is mine more expensive? Even if it's double, is it more expensive?
It's interesting.
It's not.
It's not. No, no. I'm kind of doing that in my head. That's very interesting.
So they soak them all. I mean, the import shrimp, they'll eat anything, and they feed them pretty much anything, and then they'll soak up anything. They retain water really well when they're put through chemical brines, and that's what we're getting in import products.
And listen, I'm just going to say this. You know, we're in the Bobble Belt, so I don't think I'm offending a whole lot of people. It's Easter week, and the shrimp came on a boat of one of your distributors, and on the boat was Jesus Lives. That's pretty cool.
Amen to that.
Come
if
on.
That offends, I can live with it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty great. So let's talk about some of the things that you get. Well, actually, backtrack here. Something you said blew my mind that I absolutely want to get on air. We were talking about, you know, the types of fishermen that you deal with and the types of bodies of water. You know, I was telling you my trip to Myrtle Beach just a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, well, you always talk about Charleston and Buford, but you never mention Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
And you told me Myrtle Beach isn't a place you go to, but there's reasonings for the types of bodies of water and where fish kind of migrate to. I wanted you to go into that because I think it's fascinating.
And it's more fascinating than you know and more fascinating than even I know. These guys are artists on the ocean, our captains. Yeah. They seldom look like it, but when you get on the boat, I mean, they are artists. They're nothing short of geniuses when they fish. Fish and any of the shellfish as well, they have to have structure to hold them. And you also need infrastructure for the boats. So these little river networks like Buford has, or like a lot of the North Carolina docks have, are where they need to tie up. And then when they're shrimping or fishing, they have got to steam out to where there is structure. So let's use shrimp for an example. Shrimp will be stacked up on a bank where there's a huge change in depth. They'll be stacked up on the beach. Like the rule is you want to get as close to the boogie boarders as you can when you're shrimping. Like they're right there.
Get as close to the
I'm
boogie
telling
boarders.
You want to be able to jump that. Off and hit sand. And it's like that with a lot of these fisheries, and the regs are drawn that way too. Like, you don't want to break the rules, but you've got to be as close as possible to breaking them to catch anything. And so there's just not a whole lot of structure or things to hold the fish or the boats in Myrtle Beach or a lot of these areas. And like McClellanville and Georgetown, those are areas that are just being bought up. The real estate's worth more than the industry produces. So if we want to keep it, we got to support it. And you guys are doing that. I mean, we stay very, very busy. If you wear one of our shirts and go down to the coast, you will find out the difference you're making. I promise they will tell you when you're there.
That's pretty cool. So you talked about shrimp, and you went into this just very briefly. With everything that you offer, one of the favorite things that you have is your salmon that you have. The best piece. I'm just going to say this again. Sorry, I know it sounds like an advertisement. Best piece of salmon I've ever bought anywhere.
Well, thanks.
Period.
I'll take it.
Period. But when it comes to those different types of fish, the salmon, the swordfish, all the different things that you haven't seen any sort of change or pushback from all your distributors. It's
minimal.
Very nice to hear.
Enough we can suck it up.
Yeah, sure.
So, not we'll say $1, $1.50 would be about max that I'm concerned we would have to raise it if we do.
Which is not a lot.
It's not a lot.
When you consider, let's just call it what it is, you go to the grocery store and eggs aren't what they were 5-6 years ago. Let's just be real.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all starting to get a little bit more real with ourselves that the products don't cost more. The money's just not worth as much.
Mm.
And I mean, it's semantics, obviously, but that's what's going on, right?
Yeah.
And so hopefully this is a start to straightening that out.
Have you, because you talk with a lot of folks in your industry, in your business, have you seen, I hate to use the word dip or drop, but have you seen people scared in terms of the tariff conversation? Does that keep them from coming in and buying seafood? What have you seen in terms of a trend customer-wise?
No, I don't think so. I think Americans, I think we're the greatest group of people alive. And I think what I've learned in retail, you know, when we came from wholesale, I felt like I was good at that. And now 10 years in retail, I still feel like a newbie. But here's what I've learned. We, as Americans, don't stay beaten down long. So even if we feel largely discouraged by what's going on.
Resilient.
Anywhere, Washington, or just society trends, we get over that in 2 or 3 week increments. So if there's something crummy in the news, you know, I may see that for 2 or 3 days in the market, but it doesn't usually make it the weekend. We get over that stuff.
That's good.
And go back to living life.
That's good. I want to remind you that we'll take our mid-program break that we're broadcasting live from Substation 2. You're listening to our Straight Talk program. Trey Road across from Winthrop, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. We're here with Colt Boyd of Saltwater Markets. And Clint learned, as he had a great sub from Substation 2, that they make fresh subs and salads 6 days a week. How do they do it, Clint? 1, 2, 3. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Back with more after this.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef, sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
The Piedmont Medical Center Women's Tower at our Rock Hill campus boasts fully furnished labor and delivery rooms and family care suites. Our Level 3 NICU is equipped to provide advanced medical treatments for premature infants and infants who may have complications. Inside the Women's Tower, families begin bonding with their special deliveries in private family care suites, allowing mom and baby to relax with ease. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
Stream TV from Comporium is more than just TV. It's accessing all your favorite shows and movies. From here, in there, up there somewhere, here too. We won't tell. It's restarting shows mid-show. It's TV that learns the difference between what you like and what you love. It's what you want, when you want it, where you want it. So, yeah, we're more than your internet company. We're your smart TV, just got a whole lot smarter company.
Love our subs? Want to find the fastest way to get here? Just say, hey, Siri, take me to Substation 2 in Rock Hill.
Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill. And it gets 4 stars on Yelp.
Even faster, order online at mysubstationii.com. Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here with another edition of our Straight Talk program, broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop, to you by Founders Federal Credit Union and Comporium. Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant, here with Clint Boyd of Saltwater Markets. They have locations in Clover, Fort Mill, and Gastonia. And Clint, you were showing us this shrimp during the commercial break. Now, you said that these were literally on the water yesterday, and you said it's your favorite type of shrimp to get in. Why is that? Why is this one of your favorite times of year, I guess I should say?
Well, it's nostalgic, so seafood takes you somewhere. And for me, this takes me to the beach with a cold one and a lime and my favorite girl in the world. And, I mean, what else do you want out of life?
The lovely Elizabeth. Yes, the lovely Elizabeth, yeah. Boy.
We wait all year, and it's like it happens in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And I showed you pictures. This boat tied up last night, and we unloaded him, and they're here this morning.
That's amazing.
That's exciting.
That is amazing to have. To have seafood, whether it be shrimp or whatever the case, that was just on the water a day or so ago is really incredible. Now, I see that daggum box truck in your Facebook Live videos. We'll get to that in a second. But I see it driving the roads, and you guys are burning up the miles and the interstates, taking that back and forth. What's the most that's ever been loaded up with stuff?
I can't tell you. What if SkiDot listens? No, I don't know. It's got 60,000 miles of beautiful shrimp on it. How about that?
Wow.
But it is down. It'll be in Buford twice this week, and we will be there every time we get a call or a text from one of my fishermen who says, we just got here. We
will. Is that how it works?
That's how it works.
Because you've said that to me just like in passing, and I always think it's like half joking.
No, you want me to call him now? I'll do it.
No, there was one time specifically where I came to see you, and it's like, hey, just got the call. I'm headed out. Like,
right.
I'm going. And I didn't know what you meant by that. So you will get a call and say, hey, we're here. About to pick them up, and you head down that way.
So ask Elizabeth. I have got an unhealthy addiction to perfect, you know, product. And so, you know, what most folks do, even the better ones, is they'll say, palletize that. I'll have a truck there week from Tuesday. I cannot do that. I still love this, you know. I love it more every day. So I get in the truck and go. I want to be the one that puts the first ice cube on it.
That's great. All right, so Easter week, you said that this can be a very big week for the market. So what do you got? What do you got going on in saltwater markets for Easter week?
Yeah, so Easter is great because, for obvious reasons, Easter's a week full of hope and a taste of springtime. I think everybody's got a new bounce in their step, and folks are thinking more about being outside, spending time with family, revitalizing their faith, and we will be all the way full of beautiful product. For us, the features will be definitely Carolina white shrimp. We'll also have all manner of hand-cut meats and great salmons, white flakies. But I think the most popular thing we'll sell this week will be shrimp, followed likely by hand-cut steaks, prime ribs, lamb, all of that, and sides of salmon and sea bass. Those are the big ones.
One of my favorite things I've ever got from you, I've got it maybe two or three times, is your hanger steak.
They're great.
What about your beef providers? Where are you getting that from?
So I love local beef providers. We don't use them because I can't get enough product and I need it fresh, and it's mostly frozen.
Yeah.
So we use a co-op of a ton of different Midwest growers, and what I focus on is two things. One, how it's graded. Two, how it's finished. And three, how it's aged. So all of our beef is aged a minimum of 45 days, and you can taste it.
Wow.
It's still clean. It tastes just like a clean, you know, beautiful beef flavor like you would expect, but it's so much more tender.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So I want to get into this as we're finishing up with Clint Boyd of Saltwater Markets. He has markets in Fort Mill, Gastonia, and Clover. You talked about Easter week, this being a big week, but one of the things that you do that I love so much that has actually helped me is you will do a Facebook Live video every morning. That's one of your biggest forms of advertising. Yeah. And you show people how to make it. And I remember when you were on the shrimp and grits kick, where you were actually selling the kits. Like, you guys were making the kits for people, but you did a video where I watched you how to do it.
Yep.
I watched the video, and I turned it in, you know, had a very good date night that night because I figured out how to do it myself. But you're showing people how to make what you're selling, which I think is so crucial and key, because some people can get intimidated by looking at what you have in quality seafood from all over the world.
Absolutely. Everybody's afraid to cook fish. Even when Lisbon and I dealt with white tablecloth chefs, that's what they're afraid of, is cooking fish, any young chef. And it's not difficult at all. I just think we don't have it in our wheelhouse of comfort, you know, at home. And so, yeah, tune into our Saltwater Markets Facebook page, and every morning we shoot a live video.
And you make it look simple, Clint. You really do. I know you're modest.
Oh,
we take ourselves really seriously
on that show. What are you talking about?
But you truly make it look simple. You go step by step. And it's something, I mean, it's so simple, but because it's, you know, in the ether of the internet forever, you can go back and rewatch it. It's like, all right, wait, how did he do that? What did he do there? You're not telling him, you're showing him, which I think is a big deal.
100%. And for me, we want you to be interactive. Elizabeth will read your comments. She's sort of the voice of our customers. And so she'll ask me questions as we're shooting that video and say, you know, Kathy's got a question about X, Y, or Z, and I'll try to answer it. And we try to be interactive and informative with folks. And then we'll go one farther, Tyler. If you come in and you try what we suggest, and any member of our staff will do that for you. They'll help you feel comfortable in the kitchen. And it doesn't work, come back tomorrow, and I will buy you a second try.
So, how about that? Yep. Another thing that you do on those Facebook Lives, I think it's just a great little treat, where you do little giveaways. You've given away grills. You've given away fireworks during the summer. You've given away some of your product, but you do little drawings.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, it gets foot traffic in there. It gets people coming in and checking things out, but it's just a great way to be interactive with your audience and future customers.
Well, thanks, man. For us, Elizabeth and I have always loved to give. It's the fun part for us. And, yeah, we've never been bashful. We want to do anything we can to trick you into walking into our store so that I can give you a fantastic experience. And, yeah, I want to sell all of the great fish and meat I can and do great things with the money. We pray that. We mean it. I'm not shy about it.
Very good. Very good. Clint Boyd of Saltwater Markets. Clint, thank you so much for coming on the program. We are broadcasting live. Straight Talk from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, brought to you by Founders and Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. They make fresh subs and salads 6 days a week here at Substation 2. How do they do it? On the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. And we'll be back tomorrow. Bye.